Welcome to VGK Today, presented by Circa Sports, where we take you behind the scenes with the defending Stanley Cup champion, Vegas Golden Knights. I'm Justin Russo with the Golden Knights on Thursday, April 4th, with the VGK preparing for a three-game road trip that begins tomorrow in Arizona. This trip comes after a lone home game for Vegas, in which they took down the Canucks 6-3 at T-Mobile Arena on Tuesday. The Golden Knights played some of their finest hockey of the season last time out, swarming Vancouver early with four first-period goals en route to their win. Vegas got goal scoring from up and down their lineup, with some usual suspects pitching in, including Jonathan Marchessault.
Knights with speed into the zone. Marchessault on the right shoots! He scores! 41! Marchessault, 2-0 Vegas! A wrist shot from the right circle. Jonathan Marchessault in his 75th game of the season has his 41st goal, two shy of the franchise record. Two goals in the first 7 minutes of the game against Casey DeSmith for the Golden Knights.
That was Dan Duva's call of Jonathan Marchessault's 41st goal of the season. And as you heard Dan say there, Marchessault now sits two goals behind William Karlsson's VGK single-season record of 43 goals set back in the inaugural season. During the broadcast on Tuesday, Karlsson and forward Keegan Kolesar offered some of their thoughts on Jonathan's goal-scoring ability.
How about the kind of game that it's been for Jonathan Marchessault? He had the overtime winner. You set it up beautifully in overtime the other day in Minnesota. What do you know? He's got 3 points already today.
Yeah, he had some first period there. I think he should shoot more still. He had a great all-man rush there where he got the middle, but he tried a pass instead. So I told him, just shoot.
You know, Jonathan Marchessault got his 40th in overtime the other day. Great moment and great moment for the team. But it's, I suppose, a little bit different when you've got 18,000 people screaming when Bruce Cusick announces 41 for Marchessault.
I still think he could hit 50. I told him I'll keep my shift short the rest of the way so he can get out there more often.
Karlsson says he needs to shoot more.
So you have Will encouraging Jonathan to shoot more, and you have Keegan so kindly offering up some of his ice time as he tries to help Jonathan get to 50 goals. A plan that sounds like a dream come true for any goal scorer. More opportunities to shoot and more time on the ice. And I'm sure Jonathan would love to see that play out, as would the rest of his teammates. He would need 9 goals in his final 7 games of the year to reach that 50-goal mark. And just for reference, he has 9 goals in his last dozen games. So we'll all be cheering for a late surge here for Marchy as he continues to produce for this Golden Knights team. Outside of Jonathan, two of the trade deadline acquisitions got in on the fun as well, as Anthony Mantha and Noah Hanifin bookended the scoring in the first period, with Hanifin notching his first goal with the Golden Knights.
Hanifin goes over to help. Backhand to Marchessault. Ring wide. Eichel takes it on his backhand. Forehand pass. Hanifin! Score! To go in the first period. The Knights have already scored 4 times.
A great moment there for Noah Hanifin getting his first goal with Vegas. And while he and Anthony Mantha have been important acquisitions for Vegas, there is still one on the horizon, as Tomas Hertl is nearing his Golden Knights debut. Now, Bruce Cassidy said that he will not play in tomorrow's game against the Arizona Coyotes, but it does potentially leave the door open for a return sooner rather than later for Hertl, who has yet to play his first game with the VGK. It's an exciting time for Vegas, with the team rounding into form ahead of the playoffs, and they'll look to have another successful road trip coming up. Meanwhile, back in Las Vegas, there is still plenty of hockey to take in, as the 16U and 18U USA Hockey Tier 1 Nationals are being played at City National Arena in Summerlin and Lifeguard Arena in Henderson. After the break, Dave Gosher talks with Darren Elliott, who played a big role in getting this event to Vegas to showcase some of the best youth hockey players in the country.
Vegas! On behalf of Nagvi Injury Law, Golden Pipes, Carnell Johnson.
If you've been hurt, Nagvi is the word. Call 702-INJURY.
Farhan Naqvi with Naqvi Injury Law. Imagine you've been injured in an accident. Now, do you want an assembly line law firm that treats you like a number and settles early for easy money? Hell no. Call me now for a free consultation at 702-INJURED.
Hello, I am Kerry Buchholz, President and CEO for your Vegas Golden Knights. I am a proud board member of the Nevada Donor Network Foundation. With over 600 Nevadans waiting for a life-saving organ transplant, we can all do our part to bring hope to those waiting. I am partnering with Nevada Donor Network to raise awareness about registering to be a hero. I am a registered organ, eye, and tissue donor, and proud Nevadan. Are you? Join us at wearenevadans.org.
Yeah, real big week here at City National Arena as we're joined by Darren Elliott. Darren, this is events like this are right up your alley, but the U16 and U18 national championships, USA Hockey here in Vegas this week, the importance of this tournament and what it means to hockey and just how cool it is we have it here.
Very cool. It has never been hosted Tier 1 in Nevada ever, so that's a big thing. But to have the best 16-year-olds and the best 18-year-olds in Vegas, there's two things. Our emerging market gets to see what the best looks like at that age group. And second of all, it shows how much of a hockey market this really is.
The planning for this, you know, this is your baby. How do you guys do it?
Well, first, you fill it out about a year ago, say that you're interested. Then I just turn it over to Andrew Stewart.
It's all yours now, buddy.
No, it's he and Wally Lacroix over at America First Center, they're so adept at putting on big events. That's something that I've always thought you have to do, especially in an emerging market. I thought that when I was with the Atlanta Thrashers. You gain credibility by visibility. And then you raise the expectations, and the bar gets hopefully higher. The guys have done such a great job. It's months and months of preparation, right down to getting programs printed. And lots of people chip in. Nate Ewell really helped us with the program. It's not just about, certainly not just about me, but there's people outside the hockey operations at the rink level that chipped in mightily as well.
Scouts, college coaches, yep. Right on down the line. You've got the best 16 and 18-year-old players in the country, Tier 1 here. What an opportunity for them to see these kids.
For sure. I saw Ryan Barnes, family advisor. You know, he's talking about Brian Savage's former player. His son plays for CompuWare out of Michigan on the 16U team. So those family advisors, the scouts, all those folks – NCAA, they're looking for those players. They're looking for them against their peer group to see who is the best, who gets to move on, and when.
Tell us about some of the teams that are here. We mentioned, I mean, they're from literally all across the country, out as far as my home state of Rhode Island. You've got a team from California and everything in between.
19 states represented with the 32 teams. That was interesting last night watching two Michigan teams come all the way here, Little Caesars winning in overtime over CompuWare at the 16U level. But, yeah, it really – that's what the display is, right? So if – and then we're not charging anything. People just come in and watch this high-level Tier 1 hockey. It's still considered youth hockey. But, again, for our market, it shows you where you have to get to. So maybe there's a little bit of striving for the kids who get see it, and maybe a little bit of a reality, dose of reality for the parents as well.
You've got teams from Massachusetts, yeah. From Vermont, from New Jersey, from Arizona, from Texas, from California. You know, we were joking before we came on, from Connecticut. You know, Brian Leetch, Hall of Famers, coaching a team from the Boston Junior Eagles, which pains me because I'm a Boston University grad. But I think Kevin Hatcher is an assistant on one of those teams.
Right, Mark Hardy, an old teammate of mine, is assistant coach on the L.A. Kings 16U team. Pat Peake. All these NHL, Owen Nolan, it goes on and on and on in terms of those guys. And I was no different, and still no different. You love the game, and you attach yourself to it any way you possibly can. And so many guys that played in the National Hockey League continue to do that, even though they don't have kids on the team.
Shattuck St. Mary's, shouldn't forget them, of course, where Sidney Crosby and so many others played. It's phenomenal to see, you know, as we sit here today, it is Wednesday, so this has been just day two of this, but to see all these people streaming in here, and as you mentioned, some of this is being played in Henderson, and have the semifinal and the final played here Saturday, Sunday. There's a team from Sioux Falls, South Dakota. Like, it's amazing to see the amount of people flooding into this building when, you know, we come here every day for our jobs.
Right.
These people are coming from all over the country to play this tournament.
And they see the facilities, and they see Vegas, and they see, wow, the hockey. And it sells itself at that point. If you do it right, and the team, again, can't give them enough credit, you know, at the rink level, both facilities, you have to execute. The planning goes in. You execute. There's always hiccups here and there. But we've seen so many of these already. Stanley Cup, we hosted both teams here at City National Arena with the media at a quote-unquote practice facility. So, you know, we've done these kinds of events. We're quite confident in our abilities to do so. But again, everybody comes into the facility. We take it for granted. And I think even some of the kids and maybe the parents that haven't been exposed to hockey across the country, a lot of these high-profile programs, they don't have these types of facilities.
You're blown away sometimes, too. You've been here a few years now, but, you know, I was at year five. It seems like you've been here for 25. It does like dog years. One
That's
year
right.
to a dog is like 7 years. Do you ever sit back and just, what's it, over 400% the youth hockey numbers have grown here since the Golden Knights started in 2017. Do you ever sit back sometimes and say, this is nuts that this happened here? You came here from Detroit, and you're talking about an original six team and a great history with the Wings, but to see all this happen in Vegas.
Very much so. Did a lot of the same type of programming in Atlanta, and we had some really good strides with Misha Donskoff. Reagan Carey was on my staff, who at one time headed up all of USA Hockey's female hockey program. So I had good people around me again. I create work for them. That seems to be my job over the last 20 years. But again, did a lot of the same programming, but the team didn't win. You know, Don Waddell was a GM, big in USA Hockey. He was behind us, so we did a lot of good things at the youth level. Many of the things we carried over here in terms of the development model. But to see people take to it the way this market has, it's blown me away.
Well, it's great stuff, Ray. You've got this the rest of the week, and then the semifinal and the final here at City National Saturday, Sunday, correct?
Yeah, so the games are played at both facilities. The two age groups are divided. 18U is at City National Arena, 16U is at America First Center, and then on Saturday and Sunday you have the semifinal of both age groups and the final of both age groups.
Well, if you love hockey, and we both do, and yes, a lot of people listening do, this will be a great take to get here either to Henderson or to CNA here over the next few days. Great stuff by the USA Hockey and by everyone involved. Dee, thanks for this. I know you're a busy man, and you've had more important things to do to sit down with me, so thank you.
No, talking hockey, that's what we do.
That's exactly right, and they pay us, unbelievably, unbelievable as it may seem. Thanks again.
You bet.
A great chat there between Dave and Darren on the USA Hockey Tier 1 Nationals here in Las Vegas. We'll wrap things up on VGK today after these messages.
Jack Daniel's has always made whiskey. And if they have it their way, they always will. But there's one thing Jack can't make more of. Moments. Those are on us to create. You see, hockey fans, we only get one shot at this thing called life. So let's make sure we're making the most of every moment. Whether it's showing up for our team or sipping a glass of Jack while cheering at the radio. Don't let a single moment go to waste. Make it count. Jack Daniel's.
Tennessee Whiskey, 40% alcohol by volume. Jack Daniel Distillery, Lynchburg, Tennessee. Jack Daniel's and Old Number 7 are registered trademarks. Copyright 2022 Jack Daniel's. All rights reserved.
Listen up. Your share at winning over $500,000 in free fuel and products is just a tap away with the Terrible Social House app.
Yes!
With a qualifying purchase at the pump or in-store, you can shop, spin, and win directly on your phone. Win free products that you can redeem instantly in-store, or if you're feeling lucky, you could land on free fuel towards your next fill-up. Shop, spin, and win. Download and play today. Terribles. Deliberately different since 1959. Go to terribles.com for more details.
Such a fun event this week with some of the best youth hockey players in the country on display right here in Las Vegas. I highly encourage you to go check out some of these games as they are free to attend in both Henderson and Summerlin. There's more action tomorrow, before the semifinals on Saturday and finals on Sunday, with all games over the last 2 days of the tournament taking place at City National Arena. I myself am particularly excited because I'll be on the call for two of the four semifinal games across the two divisions, one in 18U and one in 16U, and I cannot wait to take in all of the fun at City National Arena this weekend. Again, the Golden Knights are in Arizona tomorrow to face the Coyotes and begin a three-game road trip. And as a reminder for our listeners, whether it's a home or away game, all fans decked out in VGK gear get an exclusive 10% off their bill at Nelly's Southern Kitchen. Golden Knights goals taste even better with Nelly's mouth-watering Southern Delights. Thanks as always for tuning in to VGK today. Be sure to rate, review, and subscribe on your preferred podcast platform, as we'll be back each week throughout the regular season with new episodes. Stay tuned next week as Ashley Weiss joins our program. Justin Russo signing off for VGK Today, presented by Circa Sports.